Right now, it's just some concrete footings and a circular trench in Sheboygan's DeLand Park. But by mid-July, it will be a circular series of raised granite walls, decorated with mosaic murals depicting the Hmong immigration story. The names of hundreds of Hmong soldiers who died fighting in special guerrilla units in Laos will be inscribed in the granite, and narrative panels will tell the story of how the Hmong rescued downed American fighter pilots and carried out sabotage missions against the North Vietnamese on the Ho Chi Minh Trail. Sheboygan Mayor Juan Perez says 4 years ago, when Vu Yang first proposed plans for a statue of Hmong soldiers in a downtown park, the city council voted it down.
Because it was one of the first memorials in the entire state and perhaps even in the nation, it was going to attract a lot of Hmong people to it. And there were a lot of people who felt uneasy having huge congregations of Hmong people right in the middle of downtown.
Perez says over the next few years, the makeup of the city council changed and a new proposal won approval for a Hmong memorial in a lakefront park with decorated granite walls. Vu Yang, who helped raise more than $100,000 to build the memorial, says it will serve both to honor Hmong soldiers and educate their children.
It's going to be a very educational tool. Even for the Hmong kids that they were born here, they are born here, they don't know anything, why their parents came here. They don't know why, what kind of sacrifice their parents made in Laos. Yeah, this is going to be probably a national monument rather than a Sheboygan memorial.
Dedication ceremonies for the memorial are planned for July 15th. Hundreds of Hmong veterans, as well as several American Special Forces veterans who trained and fought with them, are expected to turn out for the ceremony. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.